Greetings and welcome back to Sfatai Tiftach. In this week's parasha, Parashat Vayelech, there is a pasuk which, depending how we read it, comes out with extremely different meanings, and it's something that Chazal actually played with. In Perek Lamed Aleph, which is the entire entire parasha of Vayelech, we find in pasuk Tet Zayin, Vayomer Adonai Moshe, Nechashachem Ma'otecha V'kam Ha'amazeh V'zanachu El Nechar Aretz, etc. I'm not going to translate it right now because the translation very much depends on how we parse the pasuk. In the Gemara in Masachet Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi, after the Mishnah comments that a person must maintain that the principle of resurrection is not only true but is also found in the Torah, they suggest sources from the Torah. And Rabbi Gamliel answered that I have a source from the Torah, from Nevi'im V'Ketuvim, and the source from the Torah is our pasuk. And he read it as follows, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Nechashachem Ma'otecha V'kam. Hashem said to Moshe, behold, you are going to lie with your ancestors, and get up! And the response to them, to him was, perhaps it should be read, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Nechashachem Ma'otecha, you're going to lie with your ancestors, V'kam Ha'am Hazeh, and the nation's going to get up, and whore after the other nations, after the other gods. Now, truth to tell, when you take a look at the pasuk, you can see, both because of the grammar and also because of the trope marks, that the reading against Rabbi Gamliel is really the correct reading, because it reads as follows. And at that point, there is the pausal et nachta, which means pause there. New idea, v'kam ha'amazeh, and this nation will get up. In other words, you're going to pass away, and after you die, this nation's going to get up and whore after the gods of the foreign gods of the earth. Of the land. That's first as far as the trope marks go. Second of all, the grammar. If indeed Hashem meant to say you're going to lie with your ancestors and get up and arise, then it would be Vayomer Hashem Moshe Nechashachem Montacha Vatakom, or Vikamta. You will lie with your ancestors and you will get up. Vikam is in the third person, whereas Hincha is in the second person, and so that is indeed what it means. Now we have a parallel drasha in Masechet Brachot and Daf Dalad, where the Gemara, in explaining why there's no Nun in Ashrei, says that it is due to the Pasuk in Amos, Perakei, which says, Nafla lo tosif kum betulat Yisrael, that the Nun represents the falling of Bnei Yisrael, as mentioned in that Pasuk, that's read, Nafla lo tosif kum betulat Yisrael, which means, in Perakei Pasuk Bet, she has fallen and will never get up again, betulat Yisrael. However, the Gemara points out, in Eretz Yisrael, they read the Pasuk charitably. How do they read it? Nafla lo tosif. She will no longer fall. Kum betulat Yisrael. Get up, maiden of Israel. In other words, turning the Pasuk on its head, much as the suggestion was made in the Pasuk in Vayelech. But of course, since we have a Masorah, and our Masorah tells us how to properly read the Pasuk, we understand what indeed the Pshat is. For purposes of Midrash, how it's used is a different story.